This holiday weekend, the Homeland Security Advisory System remains at code yellow, or elevated. Commentator Diana Abu-Jabir discovered a terror alert system of a different sort on a recent cab drive through New York City.
The Tunisian taxi driver got excited when he learned my name. He'd read my novels, he said. I'm just like your father, a Muslim father of daughters. As we idled through a New York City traffic jam, he told me about his eldest daughter, Habiba. She wants to marry a terrible, terrible man. A non-Muslim named Frankie. I think he wants her money. Does Habiba have a good job? I wanted to know. No, she's still in college, but obviously I drive a cab. He'd tried everything to persuade his daughter not to see this man. Like what? Oh, all the usual methods, counting off on his fingers. Yelling, threatening, locking her in her room. Nothing works. She still goes to see him. I'm desperate. I told her I am going to use this American terror alert system. If he calls, then it's code yellow. No more phone privileges. Orange if he comes over. Then she can't leave the house. And if she sneaks out to see him, that's code red, and I will ship her back to the old country. I considered this and chose my words carefully. Perhaps there are other ways of approaching this? He peered at me in his mirror. Don't get all uptight. Don't freak out, I said. Tell her that she's your daughter and you love her, no matter what crazy thing she decides to do. And this is good why? As he swerved around a broken-down truck in the street. Look, the more you yell and threaten, the more exciting you make things for them. It's like Romeo and Juliet with the angry parents. You need to play it really cool. Okay, I see this, he said. This is psychology. Exactly, I said. By watching her like a hawk, you're actually driving your daughter into the arms of this man. Now my driver was nodding. Of course. I should be an American dad and be cool. He waved his fingers in the air. I am totally cool. This is my new philosophy, he said triumphantly. No more terror alert system, I asked. He gave me a thumbs up. Code blue cool. When we reached the hotel in Midtown, the cabbie didn't want to charge me, so I offered him a copy of my book and asked if I could inscribe it to his daughter. But there is some sex in it, I cautioned. Are they married? He asked. I stared guiltily at my feet. Well, no, but they are in love. He thought it over, then said, perhaps when she turns 21. After all, I am an American dad.
Those are the comments of Diana Abu-Jabir. She's the author of the novel Crescent and a professor at the University of Miami.